It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Local elections across Michigan come Tuesday. In fact, some interesting races all around the country.
The results of which politicos and prognosticators will be mining for hints, tips, and adumbrations.
Adumbrations? Really?
Yes. Hints, tips, and adumbrations of what 2014 may have in store. Elections in 2013, like in 2014, will be in the off-presidential cycle with similar dynamics in play. We'll have big statewide races next year here for governor and U.S. senator in Michigan, two or three congressional races that could be hot, among other things. So for us, 2013 is kind of a scouting report, a chance to look for any developing trends.
Sort of like in early 2010, when Republican Scott Brown's Senate victory in super blue Massachusetts was a preview of the November 2010 GOP blowout nationwide. The win was seen as an early indicator of the election to come.
So Tuesday, we'll be watching for things that defy expectations, like Republican Chris Christie winning re-election in New Jersey, Democrat Terry McAuliffe winning the governorship in Virginia.
Virginia, a once reliably conservative state that's really becoming purplish as its demographics change. We'll be watching for both an upset and the margins of victory.
Yes, if it's a blowout, Republican leaders in Michigan will use that as evidence to argue for a more centrist approach to campaigning, be conservative, but appeal more to the middle. That could make a difference not just in primary campaigns next year, but also the Republican nominating convention, where Tea Partiers have been pretty dominant lately.
If not an upset, slim margins of victory, especially in Virginia, don't offer a lot. They can simply be attributed to idiosyncrasies of that particular race. Big movements of voters in one direction or another, that's a different story.
So we'll be looking for signals that the GOP brand has recovered or not recovered from the 2012 presidential debacle, whether, as a lot of the polling suggests, Republicans are being held responsible for the federal government shutdown.
Also, turnout.
Turnout.
And whether the Obama majority can in any way transcend having him at the top of the ballot.
Right. For Democrats to succeed next year, they'll need to boost turnout above traditional non-presidential years. So we'll see how Democrats in other states succeed in turning out African-American and minority voters, for example. Demographics aren't necessarily destiny. Turnout is.
Right. Lessons learned from what happens Tuesday will be digested over the next several months and applied in the coming year. New technology, messaging, fundraising, ways to use social media will all be picked over and reexamined. And there are a couple of special congressional elections later this year that we'll also be watching to see if they offer case studies on how things might go in two or three hot congressional races in Michigan next year.
Right. We'll be also looking at local races and ballot questions right here in Michigan as well.
Indeed, LGBT rights is on the ballot in Royal Oak, and it's certainly an issue in some city council races. In Holland, for example, where there's an openly gay candidate on the ballot and a continuing local controversy over that city council's refusal to adopt an ordinance that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation.
There could also be a policymaking effect, too, there, as Republicans in the legislature gauge whether it's safe, politically safe, to support adding LGBT protections to Michigan's civil rights law. Wide success could fuel a push to put a repeal of Michigan's gay marriage ban on the ballot next year, although Michigan's LGBT movement still seems pretty committed to waiting till 2016.
And a higher turnout presidential election cycle.
Marijuana decriminalization is on the ballot in Lansing, Jackson, and Ferndale. Marijuana advocates, some of them at least, are hoping to put something on the statewide ballot next year.
Now, this isn't exact science, of course. Every election is different, with different forces, different issues in play. But all the wave elections that we've seen in recent years didn't occur without signals of what was coming.
Right. And after next year's election, we'll be looking for clues to what it all means for 2016. And then after the 2016 elections,
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.